We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Round two is no joke, even when you're facing the Joker. This is where we separate the pretenders from the contenders. Get some skin in the game with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. They're offering free-to-play pools every day of the basketball playoffs, offering players a free shot at $10,000. That's right, 10 G's, baby, in total prizes each day. The best part, it's free. If I didn't make that clear, it's free to play. DraftKings free-to-play pools are easy to enter. Just download the DraftKings app, go to pools, and choose from a variety of free contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. All you have to do is answer a handful of questions around what you think is going to happen during that day's basketball games. Track your results throughout the evening. Questions will range from what team will hit the most three-pointers a game to which team will score first. And the best part, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. That's right. No risk here in getting your money in and out. It's that easy. Download the top-rated DraftKings app now and use the promo code TBPN. That's promo code TBPN when you sign up to get your free shot at $10,000 in total prizes every day of the basketball playoffs. Head to DraftKings pool page to get your shot at huge cash prizes and use that promo code TBPM for a limited time only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hi, everyone. Tim Kitzer here, the voice of NBA Jam and NFL Blitz. Welcome to the Solar Panel. Tonight's matchup, Espo versus the Silver Fox versus Carmel Thunder. Boomer Shakalaka. Ahoy, ahoy.
Hello and welcome, everybody, into another edition of the Solar Panel. I am your host, Greg Esposito. And wherever you're listening to this podcast, we appreciate you, the Flaming Ballers, more than you know. Unless you're the one that gave Chris Paul COVID and had created this reason for an emergency podcast, then we've got some issues with you. But joining me, as always, is the Silver Fox, Dave King. Dave, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I mean, it's Wednesday afternoon. I'm not working. I'm just doing this podcast. This is awesome.
Dave just glosses over what we're going to talk about. Everything except for the subject of the show is awesome. And the Carmel Thunder from Down Under, Saul Bookman. Saul, I assume you're doing a little less spectacular than Dave is.
This is fine. It's fine. It's fine. That's what I just keep telling me. This is fine. That's
what it. You can't see, since this is an audio-only version, is the entire room around Saul is burning right now, much like that meme. It's fine. It's fine. Let's start off this episode with some sound from Monty Williams from earlier today talking about the CP3 situation. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you already know CP3 has entered the health and safety protocols as of this morning. There are reports that he has COVID-19, and that he has been vaccinated. So that's where we stand right now. He's in health and safety protocol. The assumption based on reports is he has COVID. And Monty Williams spoke to the media this morning.
I mean, it's like anything else. When we've had guys in the past who've had it or been in that situation where you got to go in the protocol, you just, there's a natural concern for other person. And that's basically where it ends. You know, the league is trying to do everything they can to, you know, keep individuals and teams safe. And, you know, there's just a natural concern for an individual. Thankfully, we put ourselves in a position where we have time, Craig, but at the same time, as a coach, I have to think through those scenarios, and I've thought a lot about it, and we haven't made a decision just yet because we don't have to, but it is a process for me to not only think about, you know, who starts, but the rotation after that, because it can change a lot.
So that is head coach Monty Williams talking about the CP3 situation. Very few details as of this moment that we really know, but the Suns did say they will not provide an update on Chris Paul until Saturday at the earliest. So since we're not getting any information from the team, we thought we'd go to the guy who has more information than anybody, the guy who was the one that first reported even the interest in a trade for CP3. We turned to our guy, Flex from Jersey. Flex, how are you today?
What's up, my guys? What's up? Sorry about it. I got some technical difficulties, but y'all can hear me. So I'm straight, guys. What's up? Happy to be on with y'all, man. It's been a long time.
Good to have you, as always. We wish it was better circumstances, but, you know, the things happen, and you're the man with the answers. So we turn to you. Let's just start here. In general, what do you know? What are your sources telling you about the CP3 COVID situation currently?
All right, guys. So I've been working this all day, man. So it's pretty simple, man. It sucks, right? It sucks. There's no way around it. I can't confirm CP was 100% vaccinated back in February. Him, Book, DA, Mikhail, they all did it at the same time. He did test positive. What I can confirm is it was a positive test from Monday, not yesterday, not today. The results came in Monday. So we're already 2-3 days into this, depending on when he actually contracted the virus, but he does have COVID. Here's what I will say, from speaking with league sources and people close to the situation, we couldn't ask for a better situation, assuming the circumstances, okay? There's a whole bunch of things the league looks at, viral loads, CT counts, all kind of thresholds that I really don't want to say publicly because I don't want to put any information, violate any rules. But the best way I can go around this is saying the numbers are in the right are trending in the right direction for Chris Paul. And the best way I can say this is they have a threshold for a viral load that indicates a positive or negative test. Certain number. Above a certain number, you're positive. Below a certain number, you're positive. Above that certain number, you're negative. Chris is hanging right on the threshold. So it's one of those things that the indefinite situation, that's a good thing. People are saying, hey, I see out indefinitely. I'm scared. No, that's actually a good thing. What you don't want to see is breaking news. Chris Paul's out 10 to 14 days. You don't want to hear that. The fact that it's indefinite gives you an open window, and this is why the Suns and the league agreed to not say anything and give any official updates until Saturday, because there's a very good chance we could wake up tomorrow, and because he's vaccinated, because he's got the antibodies, and because he's on the threshold, that number can change tomorrow, and he can get a negative test. And if that happens for two straight times, then he's cleared. Oh, I can't hear you. I can't hear you, Dave.
Dave, you're on mute.
Dave is still stuck in 2020 where we were all trying to figure out how to use StreamYard.
Is there a muting button on here? Yeah.
And forgive me if I can't hear y'all, man. I'm using this computer.
No, you're good. It was my fault. Hey, so is there a minimum number of days anymore, or is it just two negative tests as soon as he gets two negative tests?
It's just two negative tests. There's no minimum days anymore. If he tests negative tomorrow morning and tests negative Friday, 24 hours apart, he's cleared. It's just that simple. Now, the reason why these thresholds are important is because these thresholds, and this is, again, man, this is I was talking to guys. I actually spoke to guys and spoke to doctors that know doctors that are within the league that do this stuff. And it's a lot of stuff, man. I didn't go to medical school, man. I'm an engineer. So, but I will say this, what I could gather is the values that they look at also is an indicator of possible spread and contagion, how contagious you are and what's the likelihood that you can spread the virus to someone else. And once again, those numbers are favorable for Chris Paul. So everything is looking like we might have dodged a bullet. And I'll say this, guys. I'll say this. This is just my personal opinion. I know we wake up this morning, we see this news, and the immediate reaction is, oh, my God, here we go with the Suns. This is supposed to happen. Things were going too good. I get that, right? But there's just something about this situation that I'm trying to find the silver lining here, and I think I did find it, and I'll say this, guys. How lucky are we that we swept Denver? Like, swept Denver? If you don't sweep Denver, guys, we're in a heap of you-know-what. I don't want to use the curse word, but
The Clippers today with Kawhi Leonard getting hurt in game four, and now there's game five. They're tied at two without Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, the Suns could be facing game six right now without Chris Paul.
It's almost as if the basketball gods were like, oh, let's hit the Suns. They're a snake-bitten franchise. But just in case, let's go ahead and double down and give it to Kawhi as well, because we need to make sure that none of these two teams make the NBA Finals. Like, Jesus, give us a break, please.
The Suns and Clippers are saying, hey, hold my beer as to who's getting what right now from Chris. Look, I'm in mental health and safety protocols right now, Flex. So anything you can do to make me feel a little bit better about this situation, we appreciate.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, so basically this comes down to wait and see on those numbers, and that's why the league and the Suns decided, hey, we're not gonna say anything additional until Saturday.
Correct. That's what it comes down to. It's literally a day-to-day situation. Man, I've got some other it's tough.
Just tell
man.
Us.
This business is tough, man, because you gotta tiptoe. Like, there's some wonderful thing. There's something incredible that I want to talk about, but I just can't because it's just not the right time. I just can't.
No, sorry, you gotta tell me. Come on.
It's not about Chris Paul. It's about the Phoenix Suns. There's some other stuff going on, man, and it's sad that the timing of this
draft pick coming up. I'm trying to figure this out. What's going on?
Hey, God, listen, I'll tweet it out.
Kawhi tore his ACL, so he wouldn't have to play for the Clippers anymore, and he's going to sign with us in the offseason. That's what it is.
I promise y'all, when I get clearance to say this, I'll text each of y'all individually, and I'll let y'all know. It's a really cool thing, man. But anyway, here's the thing, man.
Let me ask you another question about Chris Paul, though. Is he symptomatic?
No. Right now, from my context, my sources, no, he's asymptomatic. So, which makes sense because his viral load is so low. So, you got to remember when you're vaccinated and you got the antibodies, it changes everything about the virus. So, he's healthy, he's strong, he's feeling good. You know, it sucks that this is happening, but again, this is the best situation we can ask for because it is day to day. But I will say this, guys, listen. It just trying to make Planet Orange feel better about this and you guys and me and everybody. Right. Just think about this, guys. Like we learned how to play without Chris Paul against the Los Angeles Lakers. That's a positive. When we lost Chris Paul with the shoulder injury, it followed up with an Anthony Davis injury. That was a positive. The Denver Nuggets should not have beat the Portland Trail Blazers. They did. We get Denver without Jamal Murray and we sweep them. We get 7 to 10 days rest, and oh my God, Chris Paul got COVID. Man, listen, what I'm trying to say is every time we hit a bump, there's another thing that happens that kind of softens that bump. So I'm sitting here saying, everybody relax, take a deep breath. Chris Paul is going to be back. If I had to put, if I was a better and with the information I got, I would say I think Chris could possibly miss game one. And I can live with that based on what when I woke up this morning compared to where I am now. When I woke up this morning, I'm saying, damn, pack it up. Chris Paul's out for the season. Right.
And that's if the other series doesn't go to seven, if it only goes six, then maybe Chris Paul's missing game one. But if it goes seven, then Chris Paul might not miss anything.
Can I say one more thing about that? What you just said? So I'm sorry, guys. I'm just trying to get this out as quick as I can. Because it's y'all's show. I don't want to dominate the show, guys. You guys
are the guests.
It's all good, baby.
So here's an interesting conversation I had with a guy at the league office who says something interesting. See, the NBA schedule is pretty tight right now because the Olympics are coming. So their flexibility with postponing games and canceling things are a little bit tight right now. But I will say this, man. There was a conversation I had this morning with a person that brought up a scenario that is interesting. And that scenario is the Suns, the Western Conference Finals flexibility date is Tuesday. So, you know, is it far-fetched to think that if the league reached out to the Suns, the Jazz, and the Clippers and said, hey, guys, listen, everybody's going through something here. We're going to officially make game one of the Western Conference Finals on Tuesday. No matter what happens in the Jazz series, it's going to be Tuesday. And that's a business move because the NBA wants the best players on the court for the conference finals, right? So you got Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley who have issues. Jazz would sign up for that all day. The Clippers just lost Kawhi Leonard. They sign up for that all day. And the Phoenix Suns have Chris Paul. They sign up for that all day. So what I am saying is the person that told me this told me that that was something that they talked about. Will it come to fruition? Is it going to happen? I don't know. It's too early in the process. But there are reasons to be optimistic in a lot of this situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was wondering about that on the possible Tuesday start for the next round, but I can't imagine ABC giving up a Sunday game because that would be the only Sunday game.
What if you had your stars?
Right.
If it means a Sunday game without Chris Paul and potentially,
still
going to
get
one of the guys
viewership.
I think they'd give it up. There'd be a make good somewhere. I think they'd give it up just to
again. To that's sure but that. Dave's right though. Dave is right. That's what the process is. Like everyone has to be in agreement. The TV has to be in agreement, and there's a lot of stuff. So, but again, it is something that I was told that they've thought about. But we'd have to see how this plays out. And you know, it's funny how things play out, right? But you know, when that conversation came to me, my first response was, well, if it was LeBron James, they would already announce Tuesday.
That's right? True.
I mean, I'm being honest. If it was LeBron James, ABC might say, hey, we're going to wait for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. And if he had a positive test, they would have accidentally lost it during the chain of command where they're handing it off to somebody, too.
That's right. Contaminated. Yeah.
Look, I think the worst part of this is we have to hear the term viral load for the next few days. And that's just that is just not a fun term to hear in any sense.
But this is all very positive news, and we appreciate you jumping on here to share this with us. I mean, if he is going to test positive, it sounds like things are trending in the right direction. And it's possible the Suns would lose him if they lose him for one game or no games. I mean, that's obviously perfect situation. And you're right, Flex. The basketball gods have been pretty good to the Suns this year, lining things up. Maybe they just had to throw in a couple of roadblocks in here just to make it look cool, you know, look good because everyone else has injuries. So you can't let the Suns totally skate free. So give Chris Paul a little bit of nick there, a little nick there, and then still make it a clean slate for the finals. So let's stay positive with that.
I'm just glad Flex has got me guessing a million things as to the good news. I just can't wait to welcome little Devin Armani Booker Jenner to the Suns family.
No, dude.
Oh, come on now. What are we doing here? I love how
the last name is Jenner. Yeah.
Hey, you got to get that fade.
I mean, there's just so much good things around this basketball team right now. So, I mean, again, guys, I'm really not worried, man. I'm just really not worried. I think we're going to get through this, and I think I was talking to somebody. I've been talking to so many people, but earlier today I was saying, hey, man, this just makes the storyline better, man. This just makes this season much better. Like, you're going to look back. We're going to all be sitting back. You know that commercial they play when the team wins the championship? You can order the hat and the shirt and the DVD and all that package stuff, right? We're going to all probably be looking back And that DVD is going to be incredible because it's going to be, oh my God, Chris Paul's out with a shoulder and the cinematic effect. And then they beat the Lakers. And then, oh my God, he has the best game of his life and the best playoff game ever in like four, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then he gets COVID. And then he comes back out of the ER and drops 50. Like
out of the ER.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. With the IV in his arm, court, just
drawing a foul and walking straight to the free throw line like
right. He's still gonna have the booties on from the ER, like he's gonna shoot the free throws in the little blue booties
in the hat,
with the hat. And it's gonna be like, yeah, Chris Paul just got cleared and he's got the IV in his arm, and he had a flu game like Michael Jordan. He had the COVID game, that's what we're gonna call
the
it.
The COVID like, game, there it is.
I just love
that Flex had them winning the championship in like 2006 so you could get the DVD, not a Blu-ray, not a download. You're going to get that DVD.
I'm going to get that.
Are they even doing that? That's a good question.
I don't think they do that anymore, bro.
How are they going to sell that thing?
I don't think they do that anymore.
Hey, man, so is the good news that Chris Paul is going to sign a 3-year extension for only $20 million a year? Is that the good news?
the COVID discount?
That's a terrible report. Listen, I can say that my expectations, I tweeted this the other day, is that Chris is going to opt out. And he loves it here, man. He ain't going nowhere. Everybody can stop with the Chris Paul. Chris Paul's not going anywhere. He loves it here. And I anticipate he's going to get compensated the way he should, but it's not going to break the bank. I reported the other day, I'm thinking 3 years, $90 million, maybe $95 million, some around that range, and that's fair if the guy brings an NBA championship or gets us to the promised land. Absolutely. That's fair. I expect DA to get his contract extension as well as Mikal, and then the question is really going to be Campaign, Torrey Craig, those type of guys. I do think they love Campaign. I think they like to bring him back on 3 years, but I could tell you right now, man, I got guys telling me that Campaign is going to have a heck of a market. So
yeah, but I don't think it'll be over the mid-level, though. Like we were talking on Twitter the other day, he can get up to the average salary, which is basically the same as the mid-level, but not using the exception. And it's still about $10 million a year. I can't imagine Cam getting more than $10
million. I said 36. I said 4 years, I think. 4 years, 36. Yeah, 436.
I would do that in a heartbeat for him.
That's life-changing money for him. I mean, for a guy that hasn't had a big contract like that.
Absolutely. So. Listen, the Suns want to do 3 years. They want to do 3 years. They want to line his contract up with Chris Paul's.
Makes
so
sense.
That when all that money drops off, you have the option to go, get a real point guard. But what I'm hearing is a Campaign is going to have four-year deals on the table. So the Suns really want to keep him. That's going to be the question, not how much
That'll
money.
Be the question.
It's the years. Yeah, it's going to be the years.
A quick last one for you, Flex. We'll transition away from CP3. But Devin Booker not making the All-NBA team. What were your thoughts, and have you heard anything about how much that's going to motivate Devin in going into that next round?
Doesn't bother Devin one bit. Devin's locked in. Devin's ready to go. I think it's atrocious. I think we sit here all the time and talk about how much winning means to these awards and these things. And I'm going to say the same thing for Donovan Mitchell. I mean, when you got the two best, you got two guys average 25 plus a game, crazy efficiency on the two best teams in basketball, and they don't get rewarded at all. It's shameful.
And yet Julius Randle and Tom Thibodeau get all NBA and coach of the year. What the
You hell? Know why though? I'm going to tell y'all why. And this is a problem, man. I hate it. So it's the East Coast. It's my guys that's causing this problem. It's my guys. The media on the East Coast ain't staying up watching the Phoenix Suns and Utah. They're just not. So, of course, Julius Randle and Thibodeau are going to get votes swayed on the East Coast. And it's not balanced, man. They need to change things up. The people voting for these awards, a lot of them never played basketball, never were in the trenches. I'm not saying you have to. That's not what I'm saying. You can not play the game of basketball, be knowledgeable. But
you got to know the game.
You got to know the game, man. And you know, the sad thing is that they're messing with these people, with these young men's financial situation.
When you start talking about supermaxes and max contracts and stuff like that, like you're not having these guys on some of those rosters and some of those, you know, all NBA or all defensive teams, man, it affects their money. Absolutely.
It's like crap.
Frankly, I think it goes both ways. It's like Julius Randle now. The Knicks are going to have to pay Randle more money than they otherwise would have, and that dude's never going to live up to that contract. Right. And vice versa, Devin Booker gets screwed out of making more money. Potentially. I mean, he's still going to make max money, but still, this is something he should have been able to earn here.
Right. So it's sad, but you know what? Book's got bigger fish to fry, man. He's looking for that big trophy. You know, he's looking for that big trophy and some other things. Let's just say that. Yeah. Some other things. We'll keep it at that.
So you heard it here first, breaking news. Flex is to blame for Devin Booker not getting into the All-NBA because he didn't talk to his boys out there on the East Coast to get any of those votes in. So now messing with your Flex, but we really do appreciate your time. You can follow him at Flex from Jersey on Twitter, and he is one of my favorite follows and a guy that I have known for years. And just thank you for taking the time out of what I imagine is a very busy day and probably a three charge on the iPhone kind of day where you're working so hard on that phone. So we appreciate you. Make sure to follow Flex and check out his podcast Coast to Coast that you can hear as well. And you can check out his other show on Believe, BLEAV.com. He is Flex from Jersey. Thanks for joining us, Flex.
I appreciate you guys. Love y'all to death. You know you're my guys.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Stop waiting for the get me on earlier, man. Come on, guys. I just want to talk a regular game with y'all. Can I talk a regular game with y'all?
All right. Western Conference Finals, Pentel again. We'll find a game. You were on.
We don't have enough people on the post-game streams. We need to get more. So we're gonna have you on. You're already on with John Bloom, but you know, you can go back and forth.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, man. Love you guys. Thanks for the invite.
I love you too, man. Appreciate it.
Individual. Yeah, later.
Thanks, man. He is Flex from Jersey. Always a joy to have him on the show. Gentlemen, as we come back to just the three of us, let's talk
just
about this.
The three of us.
Oh, God. Dave's
we
gonna...
can do it if we try.
Yeah, baby.
you and I.
Yeah.
There we go. Hey, gonna do something to keep from crying today, right, gentlemen? So you look at this. I think I feel a little bit better after talking to Flex. I feel a little bit more confused because I don't understand the doctor speak of viral load and numbers. And okay, great. I'll leave it to the NBA doctors. But it sounds like everything, those markers are as good as they could be. When you test positive and you're in health and safety protocol.
Yeah, I think of it the way he was describing it. It sounds like it's kind of like a blood test and you've got levels. Mm-hmm. That's it. And the level is just above the positive. It doesn't mean it'll just go back below. It just means it's just about the positive. It's not freaking out. So that's good. It still means it's still day to day. We have no idea what's going to happen, but I love that he said Chris Paul is asymptomatic, which is wonderful, and that's the way it's supposed to be when you're vaccinated. And they just got to make sure he's negative so he doesn't give it to anybody else who may or may not be vaccinated, because the NBA is not mandating vaccines. Now, we have heard of John Gambadoro reported earlier that, I don't know how he knows this, but somehow somebody told him that the Suns are the highest vaccinated rate of all NBA teams. I'm not sure what that means. I think there is a threshold that you have to be at least 85% vaccinated to be able to do group gatherings off of the court. And the players have been getting together to watch games. So I assume that means the Suns are pretty highly vaccinated. Obviously, it doesn't mean you can't get sick or you can't get COVID. COVID is extremely transmissible. So you can get it, but hopefully he'll test negative soon and we'll be back to normal.
I think that's the misnomer about the vaccine itself, is that people think that you can't get it. You know, it's not the same as like a polio vaccine or something like that. Like, you could still get COVID after having your vaccine. It just, the effects of it are significantly less. And so that's the reason why it's not as big a deal. If you have your shot and you get COVID, okay, cool. You know, I think if this is the regular season, this would be a blip on the radar, but the fact that we're talking about the postseason and every game counts, it's obviously a more significant issue. And Chris Paul's history. I mean, Jesus, man, this guy can't catch a break. I almost want to cry about it, because I'm like, damn, like, can this dude just get one postseason completely healthy? He might have had it. he might have a championship already with the Rockets if that had been the case. And now he might potentially have a championship with the Suns. And then this hits, and you just hope that you know things prevail in his direction the rest of this week, so that way he can not miss any games, or at least just miss one at the most.
You knew if he was gonna bring a title, he was gonna have to go through the grind. I mean, that's been his career, and here we are. Yeah. I mean, it didn't happen in the regular season. Unfortunately, it's happening in the postseason. But one thing that bothers me, and not to get on too much of a soapbox, but the fact that the NBA seems very not concerned about having 20,000 people screaming fans in a building, and then having,
that's always bothered me.
Like extremely, extremely strict protocols on the other end of it. And I just, they don't jive together, right? They just don't, seem to work together.
They're not even requiring you to, turn in your little fan promise that you have no fever and you haven't been feeling sick and all that. They're not requiring anything to get in the door.
Not only that, but if you sit courtside at the Suns game, right? If you sit like the front row, now I'm not talking about the second row, the front row, you have to show your vaccine card and you have to be vaccinated to sit in that front row. That's a requirement.
That is true. Okay.
And then the second row behind you, like, you know, maybe 3 feet behind you, they don't have to show their vaccine card. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is the damn difference? Like, I don't understand that. And everybody that sits courtside has to wear their mask. That's not optional. Like, they all have to wear their mask. Cool. But you still got people that are 10 to 15 feet away, and they say that the virus can travel 25 to 30 feet. So
Let me make sure I understand what you just said. You have to be vaccinated, and you have to wear a mask in row one, both?
And you have to get tested, yes.
I sat
courtside. Okay. I get to the arena an hour before the game. I get the swab in the nose, and then and I show them my vaccine card. I'm good to go to sit in the front row, have my mask on, and then you go sit in a waiting room, basically where the lounge is, until you get the notification that your COVID positive or your COVID test came back negative, and then you can proceed to the court. That's like the protocol there, which I appreciate. Wow. I do appreciate, so that keeps the players safe. But again, 10 to 15 feet behind me, they don't have to do any of that stuff.
Not even. Well, I mean, you're saying 3 feet behind you.
Yeah.
I don't know. That bothers me with the situation, but having talked to Flex, it does seem like we are at a point where it's about as good as you can hope to be. But he did bring up an interesting fact report from one of his sources that the league may consider, with everybody's blessing, the other teams and the network's blessing, to not start the Western Conference Finals till Tuesday, regardless of if Clippers Jazz go seven games. Do you think there's any chance that actually happens? Do you think all three teams say yes? And to your point earlier, Dave, and I was probably a little too quick to dismiss it, but the networks as well. I mean, big business here. I don't know.
I think the teams would absolutely say yes, because like, if you're the Jazz or the Clippers, you would love a couple extra days of rest after a grueling series like that. You know what I mean? Same thing for the Bucks and the Nets. Even if the Bucks win game six, you know, if you were to tell them, hey, if you ask the Nets, hey, if you win and the 76ers or the Hawks, whatever, would you like a couple extra days? They would say yes too. You know what I mean? Like, everybody wants a little bit of rest right now, because it's exhausting. So I don't think from the team issue that would be a problem. Now, for the networks, they want as many games and they want as prolonged as possible. And with baseball going the way it is right now, I don't see how that would be an issue. I would say, yeah, go ahead. Delay it a couple of days. I'm fine. You're still going to get the amount of games you want, and yeah, better basketball, possibly.
It's just going to be the networks. Can they stomach it? And you guys made a good point that they'll make up the money on the back end, because if they lose this Sunday, they'll create it. I don't know. They're going to have to make it. See, that's the thing, is they lose a Sunday and they don't necessarily get it back on the back end, because nothing else pushes. They already had allowed for the Western Conference Finals to start on Tuesday if the other series won seven games. So they don't have to push out any other dates, and they don't have to lose, whatever, gain another Sunday. So I just don't know. I don't know if the networks would stomach losing all that money, because there'd be no games on Sunday. It's not like we have one less out of four. No, there's like literally, I don't think there's any other, unless there's a game sevens, going to be anything on Sunday.
I wonder if the fact that it's Father's Day and people may be more apt to be out and doing other things, that may play into the case too, that maybe numbers, they may feel numbers might be softer than a typical Sunday. I don't know. There's going to be that part's going to be fascinating. I don't think it's going to matter. I still think even without Kawhi, Clippers Jazz is going seven. I just, it feels like that kind of a series, and that it's just going to go that way. Maybe it's wishful thinking, but I still feel like that's the case. By the way, could we have jinxed the Clippers anymore with our Tuesday episode? I feel like we basically pulled the pin on a grenade that caused a bunch of issues for both teams. So serves us right for trying to do something nice.
I know, right?
Gentlemen, any final thoughts before we get out of here? Saul, we'll start with you.
No, I think we all have a tendency to overreact when we see bad news right off the bat, and we think the worst. And I'm glad Flex was able to gather some information for us and come on and kind of calm everybody down to a degree and say, hey, listen, it's not as bad as we all thought it was going to be or think it is. And again, the thing with the reaction first thing in this morning is we needed more information. We needed to find out like the what and the why. And so I think we have a pretty good idea of that now. And so I feel much better about the place the Suns are currently in.
Yeah. I felt like Twitter woke up this morning and went, oh, CP3 is unvaccinated and has been licking doorknobs for the last week. Like they were like the worst case scenario. Like he did it to himself. Somehow.
Well, people rewinding DA's video to try and find out who is what, so they can go cancel culture them and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, who was patient zero when the fans were there?
Who's the one that dapped up DA? Those fans
reaching it's his into fault. CP's open window from Sunday night. It was all those people.
Yeah.
And I want them all tested and quarantine.
Dave, final thoughts.
Yeah, my final thoughts are actually, I'm glad we're not spending this week doing an emerge a pod to talk about how Devin Booker was not named to the All-NBA team. The Suns have bigger things to worry about. And I'm not just talking about Chris Paul's COVID positive result that we are emerge a podding on. The Suns are still in the playoffs. They're about to start the Western Conference Finals. They're going to be not necessarily favored, but they're going to have a very good chance to make the finals for the first time since 1993. So I'm really glad that we don't have to harp and eat our livers over the Devin Booker not making all NBA this week.
Then you probably shouldn't come on Saturday.
Is that what we're talking about Saturday?
Probably. It's going to be a topic on Saturday.
Yep.
But no. But that would be a scheduled pod,
yes,
as opposed to the emergent pod. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I agree with I agree with.
Okay, see you guys Saturday to talk about the All NBA.
We're going to talk about the thing that Dave doesn't want to talk about Saturday. I think we may still do a preview pod with a member of the Jazz media.
Might as well jinx them all. Might as well jinx them all as well.
As well. Hey, we're two for two.
I mean, honestly, if you think about the three most snake-bitten franchises in the Western Conference, outside of maybe Sacramento, it's got to be us three, the Jazz, the Clippers, and the Suns. Like, we have the worst luck.
Of the ones whose faces are in the sun right now, snake bitten. Yeah, Sacramento's at the back of the cave still trying to get
they're,
off.
They're just going, ha-ha, serves you right for being good. All right. Well, you can follow Dave King at Dave King NBA. The NBA is there, even though he does not have to get tested daily for COVID, unlike the players. And you've got Saul Bookman. You can follow him at Saul_Bookman. The underscore is there to leave space for CP3 to have two negative tests before Sunday. So now you can follow me.
Oh, that was a good one.
Nice rebound.
Much better than the last time I attempted that, my first failure on it. You can follow me at Espo, and you can follow the show at Sun Solar Panel. Thank you to Flex from Jersey for joining us, giving us his insight. You can follow him, Flex from Jersey at Flex from Jersey on Twitter. And, you know, I guess we will talk to you at some point. Who knows? There could be three other things that happen.
Maybe Saturday, whatever.
Maybe in 15 minutes. We don't know. But thanks for joining us here on the Solar Panel. Ahoy, ahoy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.